I have a quote that I printed out. Tradition is not the saving of ashes. It's the maintaining of fire. I loved it. Well, my name is Alan Anderson. All four of my grandparents are born in Sweden. Our family has kept a lot of those Swedish traditions alive just because of that reality. And one of the traditions I have maintained over the years is making a very traditional Swedish Christmas candle called the Grenius, or branch candle. And I think, as far as I know, I'm the only one in the United States who's making them and selling them. I had never dipped candles until I tried this. And it takes a while. But when I make a batch, I have to get in the mood, get the wax together. I have a very large pot that holds about 30 pounds of wax because it has to be fairly deep. The wicks themselves are a braided wick. So there's a central wick that forms the bottom that goes into a candle holder and a longer wick that forms the arch. All that has to get put together. Some little pins that holds the wicks into this wooden stick, and then you're ready to go. If you dip too fast, too often, you literally melt the wax off of the wick. So there's a resting period between dips. There's this rhythm that I have as you go through. And it becomes, at one level, a bit boring, dipping, and another level, very meditative. Folk art, in my mind, is something that is produced by people by hand that's functional, but has been added to by something that's beautiful. I'm interested in wood. One of the things I've known from visiting in Sweden, every time you see something that a Swedish person has made, a craftsman, a folk artist, somewhere on that piece there's a set of initials. They've marked it. It's a matter of pride. There's this very human need to identify, I made this. It's not necessary. It's ornament. There's a tradition in Sweden, a small village would gather and there would be this effort to prepare for the winter. How do we get through the darkest time of the winter? We need candles, not just for the evening meal, but also for the religious part of that. Three-pronged candles were made specifically in the old days for Epiphany to celebrate the three wise men. And candle isn't necessarily a fancy thing. It's very functional. But to take and make the three-pronged candle is an odd one. Why not just have three candlesticks and three candles? So they did something special there. The candles I make will last about 6 hours. So I jokingly say that's enough for three good meals or two fantastic meals. I've told my kids lately I've got about 4.5 lifetimes of things I want to make and I'm running out of time. And for whatever reason, when I think about people hanging on to cultural traditions, it's about hanging on to things that are important to them. They get those importance from family, from their community, from their culture. They're memories that they don't want to lose of important things, fun things, beautiful things. It's a memory infused with love. Make your own traditions. Figure out something that's your love to pass on to family. And that becomes a tradition. I think that's important.